USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two reports on the U.S. economy leading the news, as the Commerce Department says the nation's economy grew at an annualized rate of 2.2% in the first 3 months of the year. That report on GDP matching experts' projections. Meanwhile, the government jobs report won't be released until Friday, but the figure in today's ADP private payrolls report is that 178,000 private sector jobs were created this month, but that's about 9,000 short of economists' predictions. The body of a missing Maryland National Guardsman swept away by floodwaters in Ellicott City on Sunday has been found. Edison Herman was helping this woman, Kate Bowman, look for her cat when he disappeared in the water. Now Bowman says,
I would never try to endanger somebody's life. Never.
She was speaking on NBC, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet-resistant backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
I think we have to turn it into a teaching moment.
That's former senior advisor to President Barack Obama, Valerie Jarrett, after comedian Roseanne Barr targets her with a racist tweet that Barr has since apologized for several times. Valerie Jarrett saying on MSNBC,
I'm fine. I'm worried about all the people out there who don't have a circle of friends and followers who come right to their defense.
Oh, Jarrett. In a series of overnight tweets, Barr is blaming Ambien for the racist tweet that got her ABC show canceled. And now all of her reruns of Roseanne pulled from cable as well. The U.S. is getting ready to host bare knuckle boxing for the first time in more than a century. A group called Bare Knuckle Fighting Champions putting on a legal night of bare knuckle fights this weekend in Cheyenne, Wyoming. It'll be the first legally sanctioned no gloves bouts in the nation since 1889. Remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
There are reports the U.S. intelligence community does not really believe North Korea wants to get rid of its nuclear weapons. NBC News is reporting a CIA analysis says that a more realistic concession is that the North will say it wants to scale back its nuclear program or undo some of its recent gains. The report also says the North wants to make some sort of peaceful gesture towards the U.S., and they're predicting it might offer to open a Western hamburger franchise in the North Korean capital city. Officials from the U.S. and North Korea are working to revive the summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un that's been set for the 12th of June. Harvey Weinstein's defense lawyer is calling charges against the disgraced movie mogul absurd. Ben Brofman saying the two criminal cases against his client will not stand up in court and that Weinstein and one of his accusers did have a relationship for years. At a court hearing yesterday, Brofman complained to a judge about pre-trial publicity. Weinstein remains out on bail as a grand jury continues its work. It's expected to hand up an indictment against him soon. And NFL star J.J. Watt is now Dr. Watt. The Houston Texans defensive end was awarded an honorary doctorate yesterday at the commencement ceremony for the Baylor College of Medicine. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.